Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They do. They step up in a major way, especially for the local, the youth groups and all the high schools. But we'll check in and see what kind of goodies he got, because I see they're doing it tomorrow at South Broward. They'll do it at Miami Beach. Do it up at Santa Lucia's as well. We'll talk to Coach Travis Harden about 7:30. At 7:20, Coach Doug Socia from Kaiser University will join us, talk a little bit about what the Seahawks have done as they head into their summer camps. Had a really productive spring heading towards their second year. So we'll check in with him as well. Don't forget, we're up till 8 o'clock this evening. Zach Duarte will come in. You could talk to him about anything. And there's so much to talk about NBA playoffs. I'm sure Zach's going to get phone calls about the Kentucky Derby. I don't want to get into that. But crazy afternoon of racing there. We had an opportunity to go out to Gulfstream and check that out as well. But we start our Monday night program off with one of the new head coaches in the area. Kind of, if you look at a perfect fit for a program, certainly Helder Valle is a tremendous fit for what LaSalle has been doing and has done. Coach Pato was there last year, kind of got the ball rolling. But with Helder, he has an opportunity to come in with a lot of knowledge of the community, the kids, and he's spending the spring trying to get everybody on the same page. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Helder, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Anytime, and congratulations on something that a lot of people down south have been talking about for a couple of years. You were ready. You worked under a lot of people, learning a lot of tremendous stuff. You had come with high praise from your coaches and your assistants and a lot of the people around you. What was your first order of business? Obviously, it was a thrill for you to get a job like that, at a young age. But at the same time, you've put in your work. What was your first order of business when you took over the program?
Well, to be honest, it was multiple things. I met with Coach Pata. He did a phenomenal job in just the organization and the order that he left the program in. I came in and I knew exactly what I was dealing with, because he left it all written down for me, and that just speaks a testimony of how professional Coach Pata is. And so I think the first order of business was to know the playing ground I was in, the returners coming back, just the budget, the equipment, all that stuff. And then once that took me about like 3.5 weeks to get settled, and once I got that settled, then, they started involving me now more in the building and more responsibility in the building. But for the most part, it was just I hit the ground running. I got hired the 8th, and we started 3 weeks later, spring camp, so. And the thing is that LaSalle, and I know Columbus has this as well, their spring break is during
The first week,
The first week of everybody. So what a way to start off, a new head coach, and you're already, by the way, you're not going to have a 1 week of spring. So, that just comes with the territory, and, next year, we'll be prepared for it. But for the most part, it's just right now, I feel now that everything's slowing down, it was a monsoon today. It was an understatement when you said it was raining. It was a monsoon today. But we had actually, like yesterday, there were some water spouts on the campus, and, did some damage. So, it's been pretty rough the past couple of days. But other than that, it's just been hitting the ground running, and I thank the Lord that, it's still going. So.
This is a tremendous program. I mean, this isn't something that just started up. This has been around for a long, long time. A lot of really good people have come through this program, athletes, tremendous academic people as well. You get an opportunity, and you're so used to the private school system, especially the smaller private schools, which, you know, can change the fortunes with just a couple of players. Talk about that, because, I mean, you're in a situation now where you're going to play a couple of big boys, I mean, like LaSalle does every year. But I think over the next year or so, because of your ties, your knowledge of the kids, their families, this thing can grow pretty quickly. Talk about that and some of the kids that you expect to maybe help out, you know, this summer, which, I mean, when you have seniors or juniors who've had some experience, you kind of count on them, especially if you're a new coach.
Right. So I think the importance, especially of a smaller private school setting, you know, as a matter of fact, LaSalle, it's, when I was at Westminster, Westminster had like 505 kids. At LaSalle, it's like 830 and change.
Wow, it's huge.
So it's a little, yeah, it's bigger in that aspect of it. But, I mean, for the most part, it really starts with the actual kids of LaSalle and, you know, how the excitement of this upcoming season and all that. And, you know, for me, it's just important to just, you know, establish that culture so that anyone that comes in, you know, buys into the culture, and once that happens, once we establish the culture within the actual kids and with before anyone come in, then that's how we're able to become successful.
Right.
You know, when I was at Westminster, you know, we had the Tim Irvins, we had the Jordan Conkrites, and, you know, but with the foundation that was set was, you know, the Patrick Winans, you know, even the David Thompsons, you know.
Sure.
They were the ones that were the heart and soul of it. And even before that, those teams that at Westminster only had 13 kids, you know, at one point, and, you know, they finished up the season. So I was in the private school setting for 10 years, and for me, coming into a situation right now, we have 18, 19 kids, and a lot of people would look at that and be like, it's crazy.
Where
but
are they?
For me, yeah, but for me, I'm so used to it in that aspect that it's just like we have to be well-conditioned. We have to outwork our opponents, and then from there, you know, we'll take our hits early, but, like, for sure, I pride myself and our staff that we have to be the most well-conditioned, more physical, and well-prepared team.
No doubt. And you brought up some pretty good and pretty interesting things. And for everybody listening around South Florida, wherever they'll listen to you, because Westminster, here's a team that you had just mentioned. I mean, you look at how many major college kids that came off of that program. And even before then, as you mentioned, I mean, even back in A-Rod's day, you know, when he played, and Billy Henderson and a lot of the guys that came through Westminster, they always had that type of talent, which kind of shows you that LaSalle, which is just as well-known a program, maybe not, you know, in the baseball end of things, but for football, you guys have done well. You have an opportunity with the right, you know, with the right talent. You look back a couple years ago, they had the kid Terrell Hanks that went on to New Mexico State.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get a couple of kids. I mean, that's all it takes. At your level, you have 3-4 kind of study type of kids with some kids on the rise, and you guys have a program.
Correct. And the beautiful part about it, that, you know, Terrell Hanks, and his brother, the Hanks brothers, I call
right.
them. You know, one just got picked up by the Dolphins as an unrestricted free agent. So, you know, that's very good for the school. But also, I just say the location of LaSalle itself, it's a perfect location. You know, you're in Coconut Grove, so you have the South Miami community. Then you can go into the Overtown, you can go into Brownsville, you can go into all that community and provide a good private school for that community in itself
right.
that, you know, kids will take the Metro Rail and to get to a school like LaSalle, because LaSalle is a beautiful campus. It's
yeah.
right off the water. You know, the future of it, it's we're doing a $1.5 million stadium renovation. You know, they're going to tear down all the bleachers, and
nice.
They're going to make a football stand, and they're going to have a weight room on the bottom. Then they're going to have, they're building an athletic facility to the side of it, and they break ground this December. So we're really excited about that, and a lot of great things happening at LaSalle. So, and that's a testament to the direction, you know, our athletic director, Nick Fernandez, you know, he's done
yep.
a great job. You know, all our coaches from basketball, baseball, all of us are 30s, and it's good. You know, we have that young, energetic group that we're going to get it going, you know?
Yeah, and you have a really good alumni base that really cares. I mean, I know a lot of them that, you know, that are in kind of quote-unquote high places, and if they see this type of progress, obviously, and this type of, you know, you're just, you know, everybody, like you said, in your 30s, excited, you know, it spills over to the student body, and then all of a sudden they go home and say, hey, you know, things are happening at this school, we're getting this and that. People tend to listen. So, I mean, you're in a really good situation. You're on the ground floor working up. Like you said, Coach Potter kind of got things rolling a little bit. I mean, you know, it's never been a down program, but numbers is always going to be the key anywhere you go, Coach. And obviously, you guys have something going very special. I'm glad you had an opportunity to come on with us this evening. And the best of luck to you and the program. You know, we'll keep watching. I know you guys push. You and Coach will push a lot of the information out, which is great, and that always needs to be.
Absolutely. And for us, it's a very important time. You know, we have our Spring Fest this Friday, the 10th, and we're inviting basically the whole community of Coconut Grove and alumni. We're going to have an alumni flag football game, and it's just exciting times for LaSalle. And you know, thanks by the grace of God that, you know, I felt that I was chosen to lead this program, and from that moment on, you know, I will do my very best and just work how I know how to work. So
good stuff, Coach. Again, thanks so much for taking the time, and the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Larry, for having me. And also, say hi to Doug Stosha for me. He was the head coach at American Heritage Del Rey, and when we were at Westminster, we had some battles. So
you did.
I remember. Coach Elder says, what's up? And great man, and I know he'll have that program at top notch as well.
Good stuff. Helder Valle, head coach at LaSalle, joining us. Tremendous guy. If you're a LaSalle guy, you got to rally around it. Big show this evening. Don't forget, about 7:45, Coach Efren Banda from the University of Miami will talk spring. We'll also talk about the summer camps. At 7:30, Coach Travis Harden, the head coach at Stranahan, just got a lot of really neat equipment from the Dolphins. We'll talk about that plus spring. When we come back, we'll talk to Coach Doug Stosha from Kaiser.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday. Larry Bluestein and Danny G with you up until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Zach Duarte will be along for 2 hours from 8 to 10. He'll have a lot to talk about, as we said, from everything from the NBA playoffs to the NHL to baseball. I won't say Marlins. I'll just say to baseball and also the Kentucky Derby. So that's exciting. Thanks to Coach Helder Valle from Miami LaSalle for joining us in the first segment. Now we turn our attention to college football. Spring football over for all the colleges now, and it's kind of time to head towards the summer recruiting-wise, a lot of camps. Doug Stosha, after year one, has done an awesome job, put a lot of things into place at Kaiser University. He's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
You got it, Blue. Thank you, man. Appreciate everything you do, and looking forward to talking with you a little bit here.
You got you're out of spring, which was very, very productive. Different faces. I mean, I know if we went back a year when we came up to see your facility in progress. Now everything's taking shape. The field's going to be taking shape pretty soon, and certainly you get done with a spring football where you kind of know everybody now. I mean, last year at this time was a little feeling out process, but how are things going in the summer?
Excellent. You know, I think if you reflect a year ago, you know, there were so many unknowns. Now, in theory, there's less unknown for us. You know, we've got a roster of guys that are coming back that we know, and, you know, there are some new faces, and spring was good, and now we're going to head into, you know, we're in spring recruiting right now, and then once we get to the month of June, our team will be back for development in the summer, and then obviously we got our summer camps with our 7-on-7 tournament on June 8th, and then we've got a team camp on June 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we've got a busy summer ahead of us.
I mean, you know as well as I do. I mean, kids love to come to these camps. They love to show out in front of your coaches and do all these things. I mean, they're fun. I mean, and you get them from everywhere now. It's not just Palm Beach County. It's not just North, but you're bringing in schools from Dade and Broward, which I know that was a target for you from the beginning. A lot of schools don't come in with that mindset thinking, wow, there's other schools that are recruited. But your knowledge and being around for a lot of years, years and knowing the Dade and Broward people, the coaches, the players from just being around. This has got to be really a great time for you because you just don't isolate on one or two areas. You kind of use all of South Florida.
Yeah, we've been lucky. You know, we've got some good relationships and we've got some great coaches on our staff that know a lot of the great high school coaches out there. And it's a relationship-driven business, so it's helped. Our team camp is full right now, pretty much. We've got teams from Dade County all the way up, you know, to Tampa area. We've got an out-of-state team coming in. So we do have a bunch of teams coming in, and we're looking forward to having Carroll City from Dade County coming
nice.
Up. And you know, it's certainly the relationships that we've built over the years it's paying off.
I mean, and you're no stranger to building programs in high school at Oxbridge and now here. I mean, what has been probably the most challenging thing for you? Because usually people say, hey, coach, you know, everything kind of falls into place, but you have to be the ultimate salesman here. I mean, it's just not the easiest thing to roll up, you know, to roll up in Palm Beach and say, hey, we're here. There's a lot of other schools.
Yeah.
And now with all those schools, now we're talking Ave Maria. We're talking a lot of the other schools who are on your level recruiting-wise. Now with St. Thomas University getting in the mix. Talk about that. What do you have to do? I mean, because everybody knows the type of coach you are, but outside that coaching, you know, box and outside, you know, recruiting, what are some of the things you have to do as far as getting into communities and talking to some of the sponsors and talking to some of the people who can make your program and make it good?
Yeah, it's been quite an experience, and you know, these relationships have paid off, but you know, building the program and, you know, having patience is definitely a challenge. But, you know, in terms of like where we've come from day one, we took the job 2 years ago in January of 2017, and you've seen our facility and
right.
the commitment from Kaiser with the facility. We've got a turf project. So getting out and, you know, having the core of our roster right now had blind faith when they came. We didn't have anything. We didn't even have a locker room. We didn't have offices. We didn't have showers. And now we have all that. And those kids took a leap of faith, and now it's getting certainly a little bit easier when kids come on campus. There's somewhere to meet, and we've got the turf stadium coming. But getting out and exposure and selling them on our education and knowing that, you know, that these guys are going to be in good hands for the next 4 years, and they're going to leave with a graduate, you know, as a graduate of college and ready for the next step in their life. And that's really what we're trying to do, is make sure that people know that their kids are going to be in good hands. They're going to be challenged. They're going to be held accountable, but they're going to leave our place a better man.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug Socia, head coach at Kaiser University, joining us. Your campus is in West Palm Beach, but whenever I talk to your coaches and kind of kid them a little bit, you have a little bit of extra kind of like burst there, because you go anywhere throughout Florida and a couple of other states and you'll see satellite campuses for Kaiser. So you have kind of like a far-reaching, you know, a PR grind there, which is great. I mean, you know, I mean, instead of saying, well, it's a little campus, you got to embrace something like that. It has your logo, has your name on it. How much does that benefit you? I mean, because you could be, I don't know, in Tampa or, you know, or Wisconsin, see a Kaiser University
yeah.
campus. That's got to be kind of unusual.
It's definitely helped. You know, certainly Kaiser is much bigger than one campus in our flagship in West Palm. And there's, right now we're at 20,000 plus students. There's 60,000 alumni. Our place has done a great job of placing graduates into jobs. So anywhere we go in the state specifically, you know, people know about Kaiser and they want to know where the football team's at. And, you know, our alumni base is really fired up right now to have a football team to cheer for. And, you know, Kaiser University has done a tremendous job of help brand and build this thing, for sure, no doubt.
I mean, in athletes, your first year, I'm sure you saw a lot of kids that you said to yourself, wow, I mean, this kid is better than we thought. You know, this is a guy that can play for us. You and I talked about a few of those guys. You are going to get that here. I mean, and you know, I mean, whatever school it is, for one reason or another, maybe a coach doesn't evaluate another, you know, a kid the same way you do, and all of a sudden he works out in a major way. In year one, any kids like that who came on and you said to yourself, wow, you know, this, I'm so happy he decided to come here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to mention, but I would say, you know, right off the top, like Sage Chen Young out of Wellington, he was a state champion basketball player, which tells a lot about what kind of athlete he is. But he was an undersized, underlooked, you know, no one recruited him, you know, and it's sad, but no one wanted him. And,
right.
and there were even coaches on our staff that didn't really, like, were questioning. But that kid had 6 interceptions and was all conference. He's a 3.9 GPA. he is awesome, and we expect bigger things from him. And there's a handful of guys like that that, you know, just, you know, there is so much. There's no science to recruiting. So, you know, we have a profile of what we're looking for. Character is one of the key elements, and obviously athleticism and all those different things and intangibles that, you know, some things you can't measure. But, we have a bunch of those guys that have been a pleasant surprise, and I'm hoping that this next group that we just signed will have several more, and I'm sure it will. And but, you know, we have a profile of what we're looking for, and character certainly at the top of it.
And during spring, obviously, that was probably paramount to see more, competition this time around, because last year, you know, it was kind of a feel-out process. This year, you went through one season. You kind of got an opportunity to see which kids can do what. How was this spring? I mean, it had been an ultra-competitive, number of days that you had.
Yeah, it was, it went back and forth a little bit early on, offense and defense battles, and then I think the defense got the best of us a little bit on offense, at least, the middle part, later part of spring, and then the spring game came out pretty good. But certainly more guys running around that know what we expect, you know, our standard of how we want to play, our offense, our defense, our kicking game. We spent a lot of time, you know, fundamentally speaking in the kicking game, which was good for our team. There's going to be more of a unified commitment to special teams rather than just coming from one side of the ball, specifically defense. Everyone's going to be involved. And so spring was awesome. It was a healthy competition, and, you know, I can't wait to get into summer with these guys too.
Yeah, no doubt. In the last couple of minutes, Todd, you briefly mentioned the camps. Obviously you have your team camp, your 7-on-7. Talk about those. You said the 7-on-7's coming up on the 8th of June. Talk about those camps and, what some of the campers can expect when they get on campus.
Yeah, the 7-on-7 is a typical tournament. You know, we're going to try to fill it with 16 teams. I think we're at 16. If we had to go to 20, we would.
Wow.
We're certainly the teams are coming back. I think it's going to be well organized and it's going to be competitive. And then our team camp, which, I take a lot of pride in that, because when I was a high school coach, I always took our team to team camp. And, you know, it's going to be highly organized, highly energetic, highly competitive. There's going to be red zone competition. There's King of the Hill, stay on the field. I think we're at like 12 to 13 teams already committed. I think it's the best team camp in the state, and we run it, and it's competitive, and every coach on our staff is involved. And, you know, we've got teams like East Lake coming back, Carroll City's coming up.
Nice.
The local teams like Boca High. We've got Gulf Coast from the West Coast. We've got Vicksburg, Mississippi coming down. So it's going to be competitive. It's going to be an awesome deal, and we try to run it as fast tempo as we can to make sure it's organized and guys are having a lot of fun, and everything's filmed, and so our coaches love the film element of it, that they get, you know, basically immediately it's intercut film that night so they can study their team. So it's an awesome deal.
And FAU had those, and I know you guys came all the time. I mean, those things got to be wars, which are great. I mean, in the middle of the summer, I mean, that was the last thing you ever expected, is to walk up on something like that during the summer, you know, during the midsummer, where these kids are really getting after it, as you said, some, you know, drills. I mean, these kids, I mean, and like I said, you took part in them. I mean, they had tremendous programs like Hallandale and schools like that when Hallandale was and it's really competitive. The kids leave with a lot of knowledge, and the coaches get a good barometer on where they're at. I think they're awesome. And what dates are those coming up?
June 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, you know, we'll come up. We'll try to get up there for either the 7-on-7 or the camps. And everybody's behind you. They love it. The more college football in South Florida, you know, we love that. And the best of luck of what you do. And as I said, we'll have to come up and see the updated version.
Awesome. Thanks, Blue. Take care.
Good stuff. Coach Doug Socia, Kaiser University, heading into his second year. Great guy, knows exactly what he wants to do. And I'll tell you what, I mean, you take a look at a program, and here's somebody who's built, obviously, high school, which is not the same, but it's kind of the same pattern, the same things that you go through. I mean, you just have to, when it comes to the finances, and you have to go out and, you know, get buildings built, and that's not an easy thing at any school. Miami, Florida, I mean, it's not. I mean, I had a conversation the other day with a a Big Five coach, and we were talking about that very thing, about how not easy it is, even at some of these major schools, to get new buildings built. I mean, Alabama, Clemson, I mean, they build one every day. But schools, you know, there's schools, even Florida, I mean, they're not building a whole lot of buildings. I mean, there's a lot of schools that are kind of restricted. So when you get enough finances, you get enough backing, get enough financial, you know, backing, which is so important, that happens. So excited. Thanks to him so much for joining us. And as we switch back into high school, and they're going through spring right now, but we always talk about the Miami Dolphins doing this and that, the media day, their 7-on-7s in the past, and a lot of other things. The one thing that they are doing, obviously, with Baptist Health now, is giving equipment away to high schools. And I mean, if you have been to a high school, or if your son or daughter, anybody, you know that it's very costly. I mean, and that equipment is not easy to come by. Athletic directors get crazy and have to set budgets. But the Dolphins have eased that pain a little bit by giving, I think so far, 5 in the winter, coming up on 4, plus I guess they have Miami Beach, South Broward, and also Santa Lucia's. But one of the schools to benefit is one of the old guards in South Florida, Stranahan High School in Fort Lauderdale. Head coach Travis Harden and his Dragons getting on the map a little bit over the last couple of years, especially basketball, winning a state title. But Coach Harden has worked extremely hard, and he's happy enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And, you know, I know it's a tough time of year for you. You're trying to find a lot of things, but to get equipment like that from the Dolphins has to ease your mind a little bit.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, Larry. But I must say, getting that equipment from the Dolphins has been a blessing to my program.
I mean,
the kids enjoyed it. They didn't know that we were going to get it. So just to see them appreciate the things that we received from the Miami Dolphins, it was a blessing.
Right in the middle of right in time for spring. This is a spring for you guys where it's now really important. You have a lot of talented kids, a lot of kids coming back, but a lot of young kids too. What do you do this time of year? Obviously, you know, it's been a spring where we've had rain this week. It's kind of curbed a lot of the practices. But what was your objective going into spring coming out of last year?
This year, we prior to the spring starting, we did more team bonding exercises, more team activities on and off campus. Spring break, that was big for us because every day during spring break, we did a team bonding exercise or activity. We didn't do last year. I took the kids on a tour to FAU, FIU, South Florida. But the focus this year has been more so on the brotherhood of the team. We stand by a phrase, we all we got, we all we need. So anything outside of our circle, we don't care about. We're worrying about getting better at our craft, playing for our brother that's next to us, and playing for Stranahan High School.
And not being a community-based school, because you have kids coming from all over because of your academic structure and the high academic structure, those are important because a lot of these kids won't say, hey, you know, I'll meet you down in the road at, you know, tonight, because maybe they live too far from each other. So having an opportunity to have that bonding, I mean, that's got to go miles in improving this program.
Absolutely, Larry. And myself and my coaching staff, we see it. Kids themselves see it. We have it to the point now where they're policing themselves. You understand? So when you have a group of guys from freshman class to senior class policing themselves, you're moving in the right direction. The whole off season, I've been preaching attendance and effort, with attendance and effort, you know what I mean? That would then bring consistency. And with consistency, Larry, that brings results. So all I need from my guys now, they're coming in, doing what they need to do, giving me effort, they're being consistent. You know, and so when the spring come around and the fall come around, we're going to have some good results.
Yeah.
Just based off that. Like how you stated before, we're not a community-based school, and we do have a good magnet program here at Stranahan. So this year, I'm taking advantage of it. You know what I mean, what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We're having some guys that's coming in, a few transfers here and there. But ultimately, We have guys who want to be Dragons. Yeah. We have student athletes who just ready to take that next step, you know. And I'm all excited. My staff is excited. So it's just a matter of time till we really, really broadcast what we're doing here at Stranahan High School.
Nice. Coach Travis Harden joining us, head coach at Stranahan. One of the big things that happened for your school in the offseason was a state basketball title.
Absolutely.
And that had to be, obviously, in a school, it doesn't matter what happens. I mean, when you win a state title, I mean, you're recognized as the best, and you have football players that played on that. One in particular, that's pretty darn good. But talk about that, I mean, and how it resonated around the school and how everybody rallied around it. Even, I mean, I see that, you know, you talk to baseball, you talk to soccer, and they're all talking about, hey, we won a state title. That's what a great rallying point. I mean, and you know a lot of the kids, if not all the kids. So, I mean, you got to be happy for them and coach for what they did. How much does that help you as a head football coach to go around and say, hey, you know what? You know, we have a tremendous all-around sports program. Our football team's really good. Our basketball team won state. Talk about that, because that's a really good sales pitch.
Yeah, hey, man, Larry, you hit it right on the head, man. Being an alumni here at Stranahan, that was something that I was very proud of for the basketball team. Coach Williams, we grew up together. We went to high school together, him being an alumni. So I understood how much it meant to him and to the school. I do have basketball players that plays football, and we do see guys who play both football and basketball. And we use that to our advantage a little bit. Who was, you know, our basketball team is one state. The football team is moving in the right direction. The baseball team moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
When I got hired here, man, and also the girls' basketball team.
That's, yes.
That's not
yes.
Those girls.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The program itself is coming in full circle.
Yeah. And it's
Dragon, man. It's going to mean something. It's marvelous. I'm excited in the direction that the Stranahan athletic program is going. So it's only a matter of time, Larry, until you kids start recognizing Stranahan and what it can do for them academically and athletically. And we're just going to be ready to rock and roll, man.
And it's an old guard, it's an old guard program, and it's been around forever. I mean, you look at them in Fort Lauderdale, the longest running in football, especially the longest running series that there is, and in South Florida. Because a lot of people know Stranahan, but they don't know a whole lot about it. But at the same time, the academics are really, really impressive. And I don't think that's played on enough. And I know a lot of kids who have gone there that didn't play any sports, but what they did do is they went to school, they got a tremendous education because of the magnet program. Talk about that too, because that's when you're going out and selling, you know, basketball and girls basketball, you also have to kind of like pitch in there a little bit of the high academics.
Yes, man, Larry, our magnet program from engineering to medical, we have called a UTAP. Let's talk about the engineering part and the medical part, the nursing. Those two programs are probably one of the top programs in the state, let alone the country. So if I find a guy, for example, that just want to be a doctor or want to do some engineer or become an engineer, we sell that to those students. You know what I mean? And if they play both football and basketball, that's also a selling point as well. But at the end of the day, we want to make it to a point to where students want to be dragged. Right now, we have parents and student athletes talking about Stranahan, which is good.
Great.
Because in the past, you know, we wasn't nowhere near conversation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
that's a good thing. That's a really good
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. No, that's a great thing. So to hear student athletes just considering Stranahan as an option, let us know. No, we're doing something right over here.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much. I know that you want to give out a shout-out to the Dolphins for what they've done. I know they're listening tonight, all the, Tuan Russell and the great gang over there for what they've done as well.
Absolutely. On behalf of the Stranahan High School football program, we want to thank the Miami Dolphins, the Baptist Health, and most importantly, Tuan Russell for the speech you gave my student athletes. Like I stated before, every item that's donated, we're going to use to the best of our ability and get better as an athlete, but most importantly, as a student athlete.
Good stuff.
Once again, thank you. I appreciate you for having me, Larry.
All right, Coach, have a great night. Coach Travis Harden, Stranahan. Awesome. We're here with you up until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, from 8 to 10, Zach Duarte. He'll be talking about everything, as we said before, NBA, NHL, baseball. And Brian Monroe will be joining him. So you have both of them in there. So they'll be talking everything, talk about some of the football draft as well. When we come back, Efren Banda, defensive back coach at University of Miami, will join us.
Radio.com.
Back with you on the South Florida High School Sports Show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein and Danny G. Up until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Zach Duarte and Brian Monroe will take you up until 10 o'clock, and there's a lot to talk about. Thanks so much to Doug Socia from Kaiser University and to Coach Travis Harden from Stranahan for joining us as we talk recruiting and summer camps. And our next, as we get back into college, one of the guys who I've known since he got here, a tremendous worker, one of the hardest workers, takes care of business, just a detail guy, and no surprise what he's done at the University of Miami. And certainly he has some outstanding summer camps coming off a great spring football. Coach Efren Banda from the University of Miami is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time this evening.
Well, I appreciate you and all those kind words, especially coming from a young man like yourself who works
yeah.
so dang hard.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You set the standard when it comes to hard work in South Florida.
Well, I know you guys are coming off an outstanding spring, one that you got a chance to find out a lot about some of the kids that maybe are stepping into bigger roles this year with some of the kids going on to the next level, which I know you're a proud quote-unquote papa with Jaquan and Sheldrick going on to the next level. But talk about what spring was for you this year. There was a lot of new faces, new coaches that had to be introduced on the offensive side of the ball. I know it was busy. Business as usual for you, but as a team, did you feel that this was like a renewed, invigorated type of spring for you guys?
It was. It really was. It was one of those years where you go back to the drawing board, and I think what was so cool about having the new coaches on staff was just the fresh set of eyes on something that you've been staring at for a long time. You know, all of us has. Whatever we do and whatever we're doing in our professions, we stare at something for so long, we look at it, you tend to kind of create your own version of what you think it is. But to have, all fresh eyes in the room and to get their perspective and hear their feedback on things, all things from the program to the players, it was really refreshing. It's what we needed. Even the guys, obviously, we've been here with Coach Diaz for as long as we have, and Coach Diaz himself. So it was awesome. It was really good to have those eyes, and I look forward to getting back in that and back on the field with those guys here after this May recruiting season.
And speaking about May recruiting season, this is busy time for everybody. You guys are out and about. This is the next week we start the spring games, which I know that everybody will be at. What do you do during this time? Obviously, you recruit, but, you know what you have for the next class for 20, but you still have to build on that. You have to look at 21. You even have to peek into 22. Even in the short time, maybe like 10 years, 5 to 10 years, recruiting has changed amazingly. It changes every second. But for you, let's say you look back 5-6 years when you were recruiting at this time of year. It was never like this. This is just amazing. Now you're not only paying attention to this next class, but you're looking to 1, 2, maybe even 3 classes ahead.
It's true. I walked into a school today and, the gentleman coach, a really good football coach, he's like, hey, I got this 20 player, and we were pretty much done at that position, and so I had to tell him, hey, I'm looking actually for 2021-22s, and unfortunately I'm already looking at 2023s, and sure enough, he had a list, and he had a good list of players, of young guys. In South Florida, one of the biggest things we wanted to do here with Coach Diaz when we first got here, was to know about every young guy, to be extremely thorough and detailed in our, you know, on our home turf. And I think we've done that over the last few years, and we continue to do that. And the high school coaches in the area have really respected that. And I think at the same time, it's helped us evaluate all facets of these young men's games, even from an early age. So we're, to be out to answer your question, we're out there already looking at 2023s, 22s, and 21s, and just starting to get them on paper and know where they're at.
Nice. Efrem Banda joining us, University of Miami defensive secondary coach. And here's the thing, too. When Manny Diaz gets the head job, I mean, you're the guy that knows him as well as anybody on the staff. You've been with him for a number of years. I mean, you and I have talked about, you know, what he means to you and what he's meant to you in your knowledge and just watching what he does. Talk about that relationship, because that's kind of special because of the defensive side of the ball is where the strength has been the last couple of years. And certainly not going to be, you know, it's going to be one of the best again this year. You know, the special relationship that you have with Coach, talk about that.
It's a unique one. He is my mentor in this profession. At the same time, he's one of my best friends, and it's really unique to have that opportunity to have a relationship with someone like that for so long. We've been through a lot, seen a lot. And no one's more excited for him than me. You know, he deserves it. He's worked really, really hard. I've seen the ups and the downs, and I know he's ready. So to answer your question, it's really been fun because one day we can talk about our kids, and then the next day I may have a question about, you know, how we're going to, you know, fit this run or, you know, what exactly he wants on this pass cover. So we're able to communicate on many, many different levels. Which makes our relationship, you know, really deep and really meaningful.
Yeah, and the one thing that, and I always tell this story about you, and it was 2 years ago, and I knew you were special then when you were recruiting Gregory Rousseau, and you went to you went to his spring game, and you stayed for 5 hours. I mean, I've never seen anybody stay so long before, but that's your commitment. I mean, you knew enough about him at the time and what an influential player he could be. I know that you recruit like that all the time, but you take a look at a player like that who's on campus and you've seen him grow, you know, gain 25, 30, 35 pounds. Somebody like that who's special in the classroom, a special kid. What is it like for you after you've recruited somebody like that and see all the great things that have happened with him and what are going to happen with him as well?
You know, you said earlier, proud papa.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you feel like. And I know, you know, you were one of those people, Larry, that really knew how good he was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's teams, you know, all the big wigs, all the big heavy hitters did not really understand how good he was. And we identified him at an early age.
Yeah.
He actually, I remember one 7-on-7 camp, me and Coach Diaz on the sideline, and he's young. God, he had been a sophomore, maybe a junior. And he's running around. He played field. He played free safety, played corner, played linebacker. And then after the camp was over, no, between the camp, ran over and worked with the D line.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was. But then, what's amazing is you spend time with him. He's one of the most amazing young men. He's raised by two amazing parents. He's got a great family base. So it was one of those recruiting, hate to say jobs, but really experiences that you really never forget and cherish. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for him. You know, it's all in front of him. We always talk about, you know, what he can be and what he will be. And I think more importantly, it's going to be because of his character, his work ethic, and who he is inside.
And you've been blessed, as we mentioned, Jaquan Johnson, who, I mean, you can't find a blueprint better than for a college football kid. I mean, this kid, I mean, I remember when he was in eighth grade and everybody was talking about him. And here was somebody who was a four-time All-State football player, probably as class act as you're ever going to find. Then you have his buddy, Sheldrick Redwine, who's right next to him as far as that. I mean, you've been blessed to be around those type of players. Talk about that, because we hear all these horror stories in college nowadays about this guy and they're fighting. But here I just mentioned in Rousseau, and now I'm mentioning with these two men who are on their way, who will be NFL players. I mean, it's got to be amazing for you to have been around people like that, knowing and using them as an example for future recruiting guys and saying, hey, these are two guys that got their degree. They made an impact in the classroom, on the football field, in the community. I mean, that's what it's all about.
It is, and you know, it was an absolute, just a dream to coach those two. I mean, I was blessed to be around him for 3 years. I had the opportunity to watch him grow. I still remember our first dinner. I remember sitting down with him as young sophomores. The previous staff had done an excellent job of recruiting those guys. They're two young men. Here's what's interesting, and we've actually, now that we've been here a couple years, there's an equation that is kind of, we've unearthed. But what it is those young men were obviously South Florida kids, right? One,
yep.
Okay? Two, they loved Miami. They didn't like Miami. They didn't hashtag, my dream offer. They meant that.
Yep.
Like, it was something that was real to them. They knew exactly what they wanted. They knew exactly where they wanted to be. As soon as they got what they wanted, they took it and never flinched. And then that turned into their careers, their college careers. So when they got here, they were passionate about Miami. They wanted Miami to be great, and they were willing to do whatever it took on and off the field. So that equation of South Florida really loves Miami, good people equals great college football player, which then, equals a future NFL pro, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah.
So that to really answer your question, that's what it was. That's really what we've come to find down here, a lot of young men like that. And it was an absolute, it was a dream. Again, proud papa moment for me.
No doubt. In the last couple minutes, summer camps obviously has always been huge. Last year, you guys tried a different format. It was really nice, and things kind of fell into place. Talk about this year's summer camps and what everybody has to look forward to.
The big thing we're going to do, as you guys know, I'm the youth development coordinator, so I coordinate all our, with the help of our senior analyst, Mike Zuckerman. We coordinate all the youth development football program camps. So what we're going to do, what we did last year, is instead of satellite camping for all the high school kids, we're going to satellite camp for all the youth kids and not kids. And not only are we going to satellite for them, we're going to pay for it. It's going to be absolutely free. So anyone who is 5 years old or not in high school yet, so rising eighth graders, can come out to our camps, and we're going to come to the parks that they play at. There'll be four different parks. Last year we did Lake Lytle, which was a Palm Beach County Youth Football League. We mm-hmm. did Mills Pond, which is the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes League. Last year we did the Richmond Giants, which was Richmond Park, and we did Hadley Park with Uncle Luke. This year we're going to go to Ballpark of Palm Beaches. So we'll be up there in Palm Beach. We're going to do Harris Field down south, and nice. That's the Dick Conley Steelers with Extreme. We're going to go to Iza State, which will be the Eagles, and that's the FYFL Park. It's an FYFL Park. And then Plantation Powell, which will be the AYFL. Both those are Broward Parks. And we're really excited about coming out and seeing the kids. If you're out there and you can't come down to Miami and you can't, get yourself down there or can't afford it, don't worry. We're coming to you. Coach Diaz is taking this thing on to the next level. We're really excited. We jumped. I think we almost had 800 kids last year between the four camps. We're trying to get over 1,000 youth football campers the upcoming summer.
Do we have a date for Paradise Camp yet or no?
We do. I'm going to let the head man
All right.
do that. But we're going to definitely have – it'll be – I'll let the head man do that one. But we'll be definitely have that out soon. Our satellite youth camps will all be on Wednesday. The first one will be on June 5th. The next one will be on June 12th. We're going to do a doubleheader on June 12th. That's a Wednesday. That'll be Plantation Powell and Iza State. And then June 19th, we're going to go down to Harris Field. So they're all at 9 o'clock in the morning. Other than the Iza State, that'll be a 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It'll be 9 o'clock to 11 a.m. and they're free again. So all you campers, we really look forward to see all these kids out there.
Good stuff, Coach. Again, thanks so much for taking the time during a busy time for you. Keep up the great work. We look to hook up with you during the summer, and thanks for all you do.
Larry, anytime you need me to call, you're the best in the business. Thank you for all you do for this community.
Good stuff. Efren Banda joins us, and what a great show, huh? Danny, awesome show this evening. Helder Valle from LaSalle, Coach Doug Socia from Kaiser. Coach Travis Harden joined us from Stranahan with the Dolphins, all the equipment that he has. And we wrap it up with Coach Efren Banda from the University of Miami. Don't forget, coming up next, up until 10 o'clock, Zach Duarte and Brian Monroe will fill you in on everything going on in the world of sports. Talk everything, baseball. Pick their brain about that horse race. You got to, still, I see they're filing a protest now. The 17th place finishers are filing protest. We are back next Monday. Big show again next Monday. As we said, we'll have some Big Five coaches coming your way throughout the summer. Thanks, and we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.